In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think it's very appropriate that the feast day of St. John is in the octave of Christmas, because it is St. John more than any of the other apostles, more than any of the other evangelists, who reveals to us the nature of Christ, that he is both true God and true man, that he is the Word who made flesh, who was made flesh and dwelt among us. I think it's not surprising that this is true of St. John, because he had more time to reflect upon the nature of Christ than the others. He was the longest lived of the apostles. He was the only one who did not die a martyr's death, but he lived a martyr's life. He endured much suffering, in exile in Patmos, several attempted martyrdoms, and he eventually died of old age. He was, of course, we know, the Bishop of Ephesus in what is now Turkey. We also know that John was no great, like the other apostles, was no great shakes when he started out. He was one of the mama's boys. You know, hey, let's do our end run around the other apostles and become number one and number two in the kingdom of God. Let's ask Jesus to call down fire upon the Samaritan village. Unless you think that makes him the worst of the apostles, by no means. You know, he did not deny Christ like Peter did. He did not refuse to believe as Thomas did. He was the only one of the apostles who did not, though he did run for the hills, he came back before any of the others, and he stood with the Marys at the foot of Jesus' cross. And, you know, it's not to denigrate St. John so much as to make it clear that if God can make a great saint of St. John, he can do the same thing with any one of us. It really doesn't matter where we start. What matters is where we end up. Look at what we hear in the gospel today. You know, Peter and John both go to the tomb, and when John goes in, what does it say? When he saw the empty tomb, he saw and believed. You know, that was more than Thomas. So he became a great saint, and he revealed to us the very nature of Christ, revealed to us the very nature of the Trinity. And so, you know, St. John, a wonderful, best of the Gospels, in my opinion. You know, that's like saying, which of your children do you like the best? Well, St. John is the best of the Gospels. And so today we celebrate this feast day, and we meditate upon what was revealed to us through him. The infant Christ, who is not just another baby, but is God made flesh for your salvation and for mine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.